This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
I'd like to have a resurgence of the harmonica.
Yes. Also, my brother Kane. They don't make bands as good no more, man.
It's Glenn Jacobs' favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's Mark Calloway's favorite band.
You know,
Brother Kane.
Brother Kane.
It's Kane.
Woo! But if you're going to play the harmonica, don't try to play the guitar at the same time. Don't wear that thing that looks like you had braces put in. Like big time.
Yeah.
What are those things called?
Just like
Bob Dylan always used them.
Yeah, it's like a little retainer thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Holds the harmonica.
I need to see you with both hands on it. Also the harmonica.
Yeah.
Was that the only way you could play it? Was with both hands, right?
I would assume. I can't do it.
I don't know how you play it.
It ain't. I can do the jaw harp right nice, but when it comes to the harmonica. You got to appreciate somebody like John Popper, who, I mean, he's still lost a lot of weight. Fat, well, you keep track of that stuff.
Yeah.
If they haven't gained the weight back again, you always claim they will.
Yeah, like with him, he might keep it off. Remember that was Bruce Willis's bit? He'd do his harmonica when he'd make appearances.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
But think about that big, heavy dude up there, and he's doing that, and he's breathing, he's playing the harmonica, singing in between.
What's the name
for those
of that
who don't know, Blues Traveler, if you don't know that one, it's called the Roseanne theme.
Yeah.
I know you watched that or heard of it.
They were also great in the film Kingpin we talked about the other day.
Oh, yeah. And you know, John Popper was up for the role of Chunk in the movie Goonies.
He was.
But they passed on him and went with the other Chunk.
His hat was almost an Indiana Jones. But they went with the other one.
Yeah.
Like he's doing it here, like so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he was fat as hell when he was doing it.
Which is incredible. Like, that's not, like, think about that. And then he's got to sing right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got a lot of.
And then the chorus, power. It isn't the guitar or I don't know if they had a banjo. They had some kind of thing. Then he's. As soon as he gets done singing, he's going to take a deep breath and then, here, look, right here. Oh, no, man, not here. In a second. He's just going to sing his enlarged heart out and then.
So he takes in about Jeff Healey in Roadhouse with the harmonica holder.
Well, that's fine. He was blind.
He was.
I mean, it's good helps, to keep that around your neck.
It helps out a lot if you're trying to play guitar and harmonica in the same song.
Yeah, but that's showing out.
Well, sometimes you have to show out.
It was a nice little touch to use this song at the end of the new Roadhouse.
This song?
No, the Jeff Healey song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the bands in Roadhouse are really interesting.
There's a gospel band at a bar for some reason.
The gospel band and then the old white-headed dude with the long hair this sitting there. He reminded me of, what was his name? Dr. Hook, is that his name?
What, Dr. Teeth? You talking about from Muppets Band? It's Dr. Teeth in the Muppets Band.
It's Dr. Teeth, fool.
And the Electric Mayhem is Dr. Teeth.
No, it was.
And then one of them in the Muppet Band is called Zoot.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. We'll come back to harmonicas later. This right here, I want to see what everybody thinks. Because I got an opinion on it. And again, bald people, you can still listen and have an opinion too. Like at one time, this was probably, you know, on your mind.
Yeah.
Not even a greeting on this email. Not even a hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Dang it.
Man, y'all were talking, I'm reading the email now. Man, y'all were talking about haircuts. Then Nine and Paige kind of disagreed, I think. But it's weird how my wife's hair stuff has gone up maybe $20 in the past 10 years. But mine has gone up probably about 400% because barbershops got fancy and moved into high rent buildings. It's hard out there is what I'm saying. P1 Lizard's Thicket with a full head of hair. Now, I don't know about women's haircuts. I've never priced them in my whole life. My mom goes to the same place, and I can tell you that her prices hadn't changed. She wouldn't go there if they had. But, I mean, she'd
find another one, and it costs even more, but she'd go there instead. I know the mentality.
I think
I do it too.
Everything's gone up. Hair, nails, any service-oriented thing.
Facials. I know nails are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, nails have gone up a lot, I've heard. Or read or seen somewhere.
I don't know what. See, I don't want to step on any toes when I say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, and I can't say to Fat Boy because I know Fat Boy self-maintains.
Yeah.
His hair.
I don't go anywhere.
This all started because I was like, man, it's tough to come off $50 for a haircut, which is about what it costs to go get a good haircut.
Yeah.
And then I saw.
What was the disagreement though?
I saw a post on Facebook advertising a barber school right near my house, like 5 minutes away.
Oh yeah.
And I go there and spend. $10.
Oh,
or a local
gosh.
Technical college.
And if they screw up, it's free.
You hope one side's longer than the other, then.
Oh, yeah, I'm joining a new wave band.
Who's, you got like a skater from the 80s. What do, like, you say if they mess up, it's free? Like, is it they say, oh, crap, I messed up, no charge? Or if you say, I don't like this, I don't have to pay?
I'm not sure. I'm not like a Karen type, though.
Not had any of those issues.
I like Matt's answer when somebody asked him where I get my hair cut at. And then he said, or you said.
You said self-maintain.
I go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a barber friend, don't ask me how I know them, asked me, hey, where does everybody on the show get the haircut?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know about Nine. I said, I think Fat Boy gets his done at a place called his bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need it done now, too.
It is like I rode by.
You get completely naked to get your hair cut the way you do to take a dump?
No, because I need help on the hair.
Man, I gave a guy a ride to work last week at the Grand Bohemian downtown. Real nice dude.
Boho.
Yeah, real cool guy from Jersey. But bartender.
From Jersey.
Yeah, real cool dude, though.
From Jersey.
But I took him right by the old Oni's Barbershop on Old Buncombe Road. Here.
Oh, Lord God.
So I took him right by the place that I used to get my haircut when I was a kid. Matt's been there many times back in the day.
That was
and it's still
place.
Sitting there with the same sign, the original sign up. Well, probably not the original, but the sign from the 90s is still there.
I love Building's that.
Building's empty, untouched for 25 years or so now, maybe closer to 30 probably. Just like nothing ever happened to the building since. But you'd go in there, and it cost next to nothing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fancy or anything. They might have had like some sports magazines or hunting magazines you could read if you had to wait a minute. And this old dude's talking. But now it's like the old man barbershops are a thing of the past. Yeah. I don't think old dudes get haircuts anymore.
With the barber pole and all that.
And all the old barbers. Like, there's a generation of men in this country who did not cut hair for a living. They absolutely wouldn't be a barber because all the barbers are either 80 or 40, and there's nobody in between.
I know.
Probably
man.
True.
There's 40 years of dudes who didn't cut hair.
He's describing a place we went to as kids in Easley, and it was like $10 a haircut. I don't know if they're still open or not.
But as kids, though, like, it was $10 a haircut. So look at what stuff was at $10 when you were a kid, and then look at what that would be today.
Well, there's an interesting meme going around that says my haircut when I was 8 and an 8-year-old's haircut now is like you got the fade going on and the style up. And
it's got that bouffant in the front.
Yeah.
Like it's real nice.
Yeah. I think a lot of people go to stylists, and more men are getting colored. So high lights and low lights.
Yeah, it. Well, it, we.
Okay, I don't know a man that gets his hair colored. I'm just gonna say.
I can think of one
that I'm friends with, oh, okay. or think is a good person.
Oh, okay. I can't think of any. But
I know a lot of them.
But at the same time, it became like.
Like I'm a dude in saying that. Like they don't. But I don't hang out with really old dudes.
This text right here sums it up great. I'm not bald, but it literally takes less than 10 minutes to cut my hair. I'm sick of paying $40, $50 and expect to leave a tip for 10 minutes of work. It's fine. You charge what you want, and you do well with it, and I'm glad. It's just hard for me to come off $50 for a haircut.
But when you go to get the haircut, like, okay, where I go, I get a beard trim also.
Yeah.
So that's like really two haircuts. And
a beer. Probably get a beer.
Yeah. Or an energy drink, if you want.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I always take those to go because I don't want to drink and get hair in it while they're doing it. With tip and stuff, like, no crap. And it's not a whole. It's just like, it's about 70.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit nicer around holidays.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But it's also like an hour. Like, it's no crap.
It takes an hour, man. I'm there 3 minutes.
They put the hot towel on my face, get everything all, you know, feeling mm-hmm. nice. I feel somewhat, you know, pampered in a sense. Not a spa day. It's just regular barbershop. But
yeah.
I don't know where – I can't believe $10 haircuts exist unless it's a training school. I don't know how they would be making money. Because,
yeah, this is a barber school. You get $10 haircuts still.
Yeah.
Somebody takes in a shop in Anderson, $11. I said the Great Clips, $18.
But yeah. I'm not going to talk. I've never went to them, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm just saying, like, it's a nice, and plus those people, unless they own it, have to give a commission in to their
They do,
owners.
And I understand that. It's just hard for me to come off $50 for a haircut. I want them to do well, and I don't have anything against them.
Yeah.
They got to get by. It's just hard for me to come off $50 for a haircut because I'm paying for the haircut, not the experience. That's what I want to pay for, a haircut, not an experience. I don't need the experience. I don't need the old wooden decor in the place. I just want a haircut.
The old wooden
decor. Yeah, like, I'm not trying to pay you for a fancy building. I'm trying to pay for my haircut.
And you get what you pay for.
Well, in that case, I'm paying for all the stuff they put in. I'm paying for jukeboxes, paying for pool tables and arcade games. I'm paying for that. I want to pay for a haircut. I want to pay for a vintage Wurlitzer. I want to pay for a haircut.
Why are they not topless? That's a genius idea.
Is there hair all over them?
Somebody lose a nipple.
Somebody wants to see hairy boobs.
No, no. My OnlyFans flopped horribly.
Flopped. Like, it's. Yeah. I think that it's just my opinion. I think that saying that you're paying for the decor and the location and everything, it certainly adds to it. But yeah. I also think it's the quality. Because I've had crap haircuts before, and I've had real nice ones.
But I've had crap haircuts at expensive places, too. Haircuts I didn't like from expensive places.
Yeah, but you didn't go back.
And I've had great haircuts back in the day for $10.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you find somebody you really like, you go to them, you know?
Because you're not going that often, right? Like, once every other month, maybe.
We used to have a guy, but he quit cutting hair.
3 weeks. Every three.
Yeah.
Ish, depending.
Yeah, three, four.
Generally speaking. I go next week. You can tell. If I'm putting my beard in a ponytail, that's when it's getting, like.
Yeah.
So they shape it real nice and cut the back of your neck and stuff. That looks good.
Yeah, haircut.
Take it like an inch off or like of the beard?
Yeah, there's not an inch anywhere else on the head. I do the eyebrows. Yeah, no, that's the thing. They'll do the eyebrow. They'll trim the eyebrows down. They even go in and get the ear hair for you and all that. Not with wax, but just. Yeah. Again, the towels. I love that.
I'm basically just looking.
I can't do it to myself.
I'm basically just looking for any way possible to leave the house and not spend $100.
Oh, well, don't go to the grocery store. Don't go to the gas station today.
Don't leave the house. Oh, no.
God,
man.
Dog.
Oh. Yep.
I was. What? Luckily, I stopped at a red light. I stopped at on the way to where I'm like, what?
Luckily, it's 30 cents cheaper by the house than it is over here.
Good Lord.
Quit drone attacking Russian refineries, please. Even though we make more by the day than any other country in the world.
More oil and gas being produced by America right now than any other country ever has ever.
Yeah. Well, look at Texas.
Hey, we got a foreign dependency.
Yep. but we're producing more oil and gas than anybody ever has ever, somehow.
What are we doing with ours?
Probably giving it to China or Ukraine or something.
Somebody. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
We produce a lot.
Yeah. As a story, Fat Boy, I apparently saw the same story yesterday.
Yeah. We're out producing everybody.
So where are we? So is that when, like, I know we got to go to break, but like when Trump was talking about a while back, like when I was president, our oil reserves were at the tippy top was, where are those reserves?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know the current status.
I'm naive to it.
But there's a big news story going around yesterday that the United States currently producing more oil and gas than anybody ever has ever.
Yeah. Yeah, more than Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. My favorite book. I laugh like hell when he said that.
Wow. Very interesting. Huh. All right, we got to go to break. And we will come back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
I stand by it.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
65 years old is when you retire.
Yeah, it is.
Generally speaking. Until whenever, whatever happens. Like, Larry Fink, the name itself sounds dastardly, does it not?
It does.
It sounds like, with a name like well, Howard Finkel was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
But the Fink, that's the guy, the CEO of BlackRock. He's the newest one who's saying that we maybe need to work to we're 75, not 65.
Yeah.
Because we're living longer. When the pick a letter of your choice. When the letter of your choice did that start happening? Are people living longer? I've not been made aware of this.
But instead of enjoying it, work more.
Work more and enjoy.
Yeah, so there's no benefit to living longer except you get to work more and give us money.
I kind of blame my grandma on that.
Not us.
Just because she retired two times.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she got bored, and then maybe they were looking back at the analytics of our grandparents and said, they wanted to freaking work. Look at you. Wanting to retire when you see. Dude, I'm gonna tell you though, like, it may not. Maybe they're just dropping that out there, very subtle, so it'll kind of make you soft to it. Because you're going to probably have to,
which is
the sad reality of it.
They're preparing you for it. What he said is an annual letter to shareholders. He said, no one should have to work longer than they want to, but I do think it's a bit crazy that our anchor idea for the right retirement age, 65 years old, originates from the time of the Ottoman Empire. Well, now, we also got to reexamine the 40-hour work week, because that's 100-plus years old now.
Yeah, that's true. And
we should factor in health. And how healthy people are up until that age. Are you really that healthy? Is America really that healthy to go on to 75 to work?
Turn our mic up a little bit. This is very low. That may be a microphone issue. It's very low.
I mean, it's 65. You've been working a long time.
Yeah. Your body wears out.
Yeah, and let's see. Well, the average life expectancy of a man in the United States is 77.28 years as of 2020. So, yeah, work till you die.
Basically dropped out of a heart attack.
You're like, hey, you retired. Now enjoy 2.28 years, roughly.
Imagine you work all those years and you finally say, you know what? I'm going to go get a haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
You went in there to get your $7 haircut.
You can't do it. They laughed you out of the building. They threw unopened beers at you when they threw you out of the building.
Well, you don't get a beer.
I know, it's like I'm seeing the argument now. Nine was making, like, why is this $30? So we'll look to your left.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful sculpture.
Yeah, right.
Did you notice the door is ornate?
Yeah.
When you walk in?
Yeah.
I will tell you, in the defense of what I pay, it's a nice place, but there it's not like over the top.
That's good.
It's like you get what you pay for with that. Same thing with like clothes and stuff. Somebody the other day made a reference to something I said about something about jeans. More, you don't pay more than $30 for jeans or whatever. And I'm like,
where
I bought
shop?
Those cheap jeans and they don't, they fall apart. I got jeans I paid up for that still last.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Last. Yeah, just
it's all quality of well, what you get.
Just the sheer amount of material costs money.
And like, the, you got to feel sorry for the person out there that's doing $10, $12, $15 haircuts. They ain't making crap.
I don't know.
Once they pay their commission.
I don't know. I don't know what. You
they,
could
they,
if
they
you.
They price themselves under the market.
What if they own the building versus paying $8,000 a month rent or something? You know?
I don't know how many clients they have a day, but yeah. Still, like, you want to make more than fast food workers.
I think a lot of the new places probably have, like, high dollar, really, the email, they probably really do have high dollar leases they got to cover, too. And the old shops would be probably not under older leases, probably better rates.
Yeah.
I don't know, so they probably could, or like Oni's probably owned it because that's why the building sat empty for 30 years.
It said it. Ioni.
Yeah.
Tommy Ioni.
I did. Somebody did text in during that conversation that we also need to do something about the $120 oil change. This was.
Yeah, that, especially if you got a hybrid. Yeah. You got a hybrid. Oh,
ooh. Maybe one of the biggest jumps where it always was $19 forever. Yeah. $19 oil.
$120 bucks now.
Yeah.
I saw a thing is a screenshot going around from some news channel in Tampa, but it was the salary needed to live comfortably. National average, $93,933 for a single adult. And two working adults and two children, $210,000 a year to live comfortably. Jesus. National average.
I'd feel rich if I was living off of $93,000.
Throw a grandchild on top of that. See what the number goes to.
Six figures.
Well, you got to figure it's about $11,000 a year per child.
Recalculate that with three cows, two horses, five pigs. Many others.
They don't have. I'll have info on that.
Hard times.
But yeah, it apparently is.
Lying people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to think back now, growing up, of the people I thought that had money, which obviously they had some, but like, how much did they really have? Maybe they were making $100,000, and you know, and the nice houses and multiple vehicles.
Good point. Somebody I went to church with as a kid. I knew where he worked. There was another person in the church that worked there. Neither one of their wives worked. And I remember you just noticed, you were like, even as a kid, you just noticed like, my God, like, what is up with that? And then the longer you find out, the person who had the nicer things, but they kind of had the same income perhaps, yeah, or whatever. It's because other person's grandpa had a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So he got a house, mm-hmm, and land for free.
Yes, that's called generational wealth. That's
if you nice. Don't have a house payment, that's, uh-huh, pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It's awesome not having a car payment, but not having a mortgage. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I mean, if I could eliminate the single biggest bill by a wide margin, that'd be nice.
Yeah. And
you know, if you have disposable money to make investments, then you can make money.
Or lose a lot.
Party Man Dan on line 3. All right, we will we'll break there. Yeah, I know. I see the text. This is very depressing to hear about. Well, this is where we come together and figure it out. I mean, it sucks. Like, this is where, like, everybody, this is the one thing that, like, everybody should be, I don't want to say up in arms,
mm-hmm,
because we'll get demonetized.
We will.
But, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It is depressing, though. All right. Non-depressing stuff, perhaps. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Do you ever get worried about bringing someone to your house? We're going to talk about what people judge you for, if you're a slob or not. We'll get into that story next. In Your Eyes, Guys, headlines.
Boy, this would be different perspectives on this. We're going to have one who probably helps out, the other one who doesn't care. And you figure out which one I'm talking about with that. Right. It's Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is,
yes,
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys Morning Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige with you. And what do you worry about when people come to your house? Do you deep clean before your guests come over because you're worried that they'll judge you for being a slob? Think they're going to look at your baseboards if you scrub them?
Well, yeah. If I thought about them in those terms, I wouldn't invite them to the house.
Yes,
they're going to do the dust test on top of your refrigerator.
This would be made fun of. I don't care.
It's fine. Go for
I used to make fun of my mother for the same thing. I clean before my domestic technician comes over.
Man, Aunt Fanny always did. She had a cleaning lady. She's in her 80s cleaning the house before the cleaning lady comes over. Yeah.
Like, I ain't expecting all this from you.
And the house wasn't even dirty. She cleaned the house. It was already clean. Like, so she could come clean it further.
Very particular about the bathroom always, but even then more so. But she's there to do that. But I'm like, I don't want her to see that, you know.
Does she ever say, like, I like to work. Like, I need something to do. Like, give me a task.
Oh, there's always something to do.
But if you didn't have the cleaning lady, you wouldn't clean the house as often or as thoroughly. Right?
As often? No way.
Yeah.
Because
that's something that makes you clean.
It's not a woe is me thing. It's literally within the past. I like going to other people's houses and going to other places. I don't like. Mm-hmm. So this will blow your mind. My mother's never been to my home.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The reason any family's ever been to my house because of my surgery that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she knows where it's at, though.
Oh, yeah. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
No neighborhood better than you do.
When I hear a horn blow as it goes by, I think it's her sometimes.
Yeah.
I know where you are. I can come here anytime I want to.
I mean.
But I think we're in a time, we've been here for a while, where people don't just show up to your home.
No, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
And if they do, you probably just sleep on the couch.
And the ones that show up, they usually want something from you.
You know, looking back, shoe on the other foot. Totally see it.
I was really asleep. I wasn't pretending.
Let's let my buddy and his girlfriend, who are clearly intoxicated because they just left a meadery down the road, let's let them come by and hang out with me. I get it.
I was asleep, for real.
I was like, hey, nine, wake up. We're outside. I see your car's here.
You should have caught me nowadays, because nowadays if a twig...
I fell off your porch into the bushes.
I didn't have a porch then. It was flat.
Damn it.
If a twig snaps now outside, I wake up. So he definitely would have woke up now.
Oh, God.
Nah, and you got some drunk dude on your porch now.
Mr. Haygood.
No.
All right. So people aren't going to really be terrible to you and judge you if you're being a slob. But
not your face.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They might take pictures. Here's what they look at. They're noticing the temperature, especially the way if it's too hot or too cold. So don't skimp on the heat if you're hosting something in the winter, and then, don't make them hot.
It's my house. It's going to be comfortable for me. Right? I mean,
that's all agree. A good thing about single life, too, is there would always be that thing, I'm cold. Well, you can put on a jacket.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm only straight for the toilet, honestly, if I go to somebody's house.
Okay, so I want to ask this. Fatboy, I know you're very private about your personal life, and that's, looking back, probably a good thing. I wish I'd done the same.
We all do.
Did
that boy's the smartest man in the room.
No crap.
It took me 15 years to learn, though.
Is there like a, with not a chores list, but is there something you always do and it's kind of known, like, with men, go take trash out? Or that's not fair to say, but, there's generally speaking things.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way it's laid out in your place?
There's literally nothing. Like, I don't have to do anything. I mean, I really don't.
Yeah.
I might take the trash out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I might clean the dog crap. I hate doing that. I'd rather leave it there and move it to the neighbor's patio.
I'm going to start throwing mine in the neighbor's yard.
Get your son to ring their doorbell. They go to the front and you hawk it over the
And I don't mean gate. Start throwing the dog's mine. I'm start throwing mine in their yard.
How you think about that?
Really pleasant.
They're not pleasant, so I'm going to do that to them.
Much as the neighbor's DoorDash, they would answer the door pretty quick.
Oh, boy.
What about you, Jim?
What do I do at the house?
Like, what did they say?
What do I do around the house? Man, just not a whole lot, but I kick in wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we do a lot of stuff together. Like, we like to do grocery runs together, and we haul off the trash together.
I feel like she's a go-getter when it comes to that. Like, she'll do and not even.
Yeah, she's just takes to doing, yeah.
It's just easier if you pick up and clean as you go.
Like, I woke up last night, and I fell asleep on the couch, and she fell asleep on the couch beside me. So we're both sleeping on the couch. I wake up and go to the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. She'd gone to bed, but I heard the dryer running. So that's, she's a go-getter.
Oh.
Good Lord.
I think
she got up, put clothes on in the dryer, and then went to bed.
That's you catch
awesome.
It?
Yeah. So, I just do whatever.
That only works for the refrigerator.
But you know what I do? I make the messes more often than not.
There'd be nothing to clean up if you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, other things
I broke a glass vase last weekend. I was real sad about that. I had it for almost 10 years.
What happened?
I knocked it off the coffee table and it broke.
It happens.
Try to smoke something out of it?
I know what happened.
That's what I meant by glass vase.
Ah! Oh, dang it.
I had about 10 years, man.
I thought it was like the Chaz Bono episode of Curb where he keeps knocking stuff over with his huge
penis. No, not that.
That's how he caught the coffee store on fire.
I just stood up and stumbled.
Coffee store.
Or whatever it was. I couldn't think of the name of it. What was it? Coffee shop. Coffee store.
That's like up there with you calling an ambulance hospital truck. That's
nobody ever says coffee joint, though.
Coffee joint.
I want to start saying coffee joint.
Like beer joint. That's gone forever.
Let's go by the coffee joint.
Beer joints and honky tonks are gone.
Yeah.
Ambulance drivers.
Yeah.
So music kind of sets a tone for your gathering. Or, you know, you have people coming in. You don't really need it all the time, do you?
Like, that's what it is to me is background music, usually just in
what,
general.
Music?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, if I hear it, like, I'm thinking there's a conversation about to start. It's just.
Do you turn on music first or the TV?
TV's always on.
Yeah. That's where you got to kind of get, because you just put on whatever kind of music because you don't want to listen to stuff you really like because you're not really listening to it. And the last thing you want to do is try to make somebody listen to a song because y'all are trying to talk instead of listen. And nobody ever wants to listen to a song you want them to listen to ever.
Uh-oh.
Never.
Just like videos.
It'd be somebody they like. Nah, I'm good.
So people aren't going to like it if they get to your house and you don't have any artwork. You have empty walls.
What if you have a portrait of Maniac Cop the size of most people's televisions?
That's a conversation piece.
What if they're like, I love your artwork. Where did you get all this? I did it.
That's cool. The ultimate compliment.
No, it's not.
It is, though. It's great.
It's not.
You think Picasso didn't have a house full of Picassos? Well, probably not.
No,
think about it.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but no. I mean, it's just, I forgot what, it's not cleaning lady. What did I call?
Domestic technician.
Yes. She is one of the first things she said, like, you have an amazing collection of art.
Yeah.
That's really what she said.
He's a regular Salvador Dali Parton.
And I'm like, I did those.
I wish I could.
She gave me back a wink emoji. I'm like,
I really did.
I did.
Yeah, I
really
did.
I did this.
Now you know how I feel. I really was asleep that day.
So back to the top things that people judge you for. A dirty kitchen or bathroom. That's definitely, if it's nasty, it's nasty.
Now that's where I'm not judgmental when I go over to people's houses. I'm not looking for problems. Like, oh, nasty. I'm not trying to do that. But if we don't eat food, I am going to check out the kitchen a little bit just to make sure it's good.
And you do your dishes.
Yeah. Like I got a friend who I'll go to his house occasionally and I know there's going to pee on the floor. But he's got two small kids, too.
Oh, in the bathroom.
I know they got a tiptoe to get up there.
You know it's him, not paying attention.
Might be. We said a bathroom. Whiz in the kitchen.
Dang it. Here's the top three. The clutter in your house. Make sure that you pick up.
Okay.
And then the lighting, if it's warm and inviting or too dark. Or
how the hell's going in somebody's house judging the lighting?
Somebody wears a turtleneck. All the time.
Yeah, I don't Christian like it Cage too Wood, harsh. Right. It's too bright. You turn some down. And the number one thing that they judge when they walk into your house is the bad smell. So don't have a stinky house.
Yeah, I mean, I got a few lights. That's all I got. So I can't control that for you.
Yeah.
If you came over just when I use the bathroom, it's just going to take a while to air out.
These people seem awful picky about going to other people's houses.
Yeah. Like,
that's why it's best to not have anyone over.
I agree with that.
Y'all have never been to my house either.
I took you there one time. I didn't go in. I just dropped you off.
Really?
Yeah, because you were getting some work done on your vehicle. So I followed you over there and gave you a ride home. I didn't go in. I just dropped you off and left.
Yeah.
I go there when you're not there and just look at it.
He looks at your artwork and sits on your enjoys your lighting.
I remember Matt told the story one time. Somebody just came over unexpectedly and I don't think they left for a while, right? Like, you didn't let them in, but, they just, I don't think they left for a while.
They stood out in my driveway calling me.
That is weird. Just unannounced.
That is odd.
You just don't do that anymore.
No.
And again, I know I give you crap about that one time, and that was just more like fun crap.
Yeah.
Like, I now know that you sleep very deep.
I used to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 7 years since there's been a Pirates of the Caribbean movie in theaters. True? But now it's getting a reboot. But we don't know who's going to be in it. There are names thrown out like Margot Robbie, Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, or Keira Knightley. Are they all going to be part of something? Perhaps.
Why would it be a reboot then if they're in it?
Well, the whole franchise. They're trying to change it up for Disney and start a new franchise. So it's getting a, not exactly the identical reboot, but they're trying to rejuvenate the franchise. And producer...
Reactivation.
Yes.
Well, I like that. Cedric the Entertainer will be Jack Sparrow.
I just came up with that word.
Are we going to reactivate this? We're going to go ahead and sunset this.
Oh, my God. Quietly sunset it.
Yeah.
So the announcement was made. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer, he recently spoke about the future of the two franchises, Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean, and he says, Top Gun, you have an actor who is iconic and brilliant. And how many movies he does before he does another, I can't tell you, but we're going to reboot Pirates.
I kind of wish Margot Robbie would be at that point where she kind of powder a little bit.
He kind of took a dump on Johnny Depp there, no pun intended. He talks about Top Gun, you have an actor who's iconic and brilliant. We're just going to reboot Pirates, though.
I Amber heard what you said.
Yeah. He kind of took a dump on the whole cast.
So we'll see where it ends up.
I mean, it's a reboot.
Characters we're going to be like.
If it's a reboot, you won't have the old cast back. I mean, that wouldn't be a reboot.
Hey, nah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But the problem is that they keep trying to make pirates sexy, and you can't make pirates sexy because if anything ever stunk, it was everybody on a pirate ship.
Yep.
Especially Johnny Depp's pirate because he had, like, dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Like, if you're...
At sea?
Yes. That's the best way to say that.
At sea, back in the
day. I just think if you have dreadlocks, you have some funk on you. I don't care. If you have dreadlocks, I think you got some funk on you.
I don't know.
I've always heard the way to make them really good is to rub snot on them. Yes.
True. I've been around some people with dreadlocks who smelled quite great.
Really?
But they probably didn't rub snot on them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
All right. Is somebody close to you have dreadlocks or something?
No, okay. Really close.
Okay, good. I was like, here we go. I was like, I've seen your wife twice. Like, did she get dreads now?
No, we have not been on a cruise recently.
I do. That's the best is when you see a white girl on a cruise and she got like a quarter of her head done. It's like, it hurt, didn't it? Yeah. It hurt, didn't it? You didn't want to get it all done.
They walk, oh, my head hurts. Is it the hangover or the beads in your hair?
They'll have the little things, dreadlocks, $20. Yeah. And it just means like a certain section.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come get some cultural misappropriation for $20.
Hey, man, if you can make it, do it. I reckon. All right. Thank you so much. We'll take a break. We'll do some phone calls, whatever you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.